Attention Radio Shack customers, we no longer need to know all about you to sell you a pack of AAA batteries or most anything else. The good news means you can walk into any of the company's over 7,000 stores without being asked for your name, address, and phone number when you buy something.
Company spokesman Charles Hodges says the question was merely a holdover from the early days of the business. 80 years ago, there were fewer than a dozen Radio Shack stores, and they were simply trying to get a mailing list for their catalog. The practice persisted, but Hodges says customers were never required to give all that information.
It is possible they thought it was required because they were asked, but they could have just simply said they declined, and our sales associates would have completed the transaction anyway.
This week's policy shift came from the top. Chairman and Chief Executive Leonard Roberts gave the word.
This had come up as something that was identified as a source of irritation for a lot of customers. And because customers said they did not like this, Mr. Roberts decided to end this cold turkey immediately as of yesterday.
Anyone wanting to be included in the Radio Shack mailing list can still volunteer the information. Hodges expects dropping the questions will improve business.
We believe that we're going to have a lot of people who are going to be coming back to our stores who maybe weren't shopping us because they just didn't want to answer those simple questions.
Radio Shack Media Relations Manager Charles Hodges in Fort Worth, Texas.